Wolf to the Slaughter by Ruth Rendell. Read by Robin Bailey. Chapter 1. They might have been going to kill someone. The police would possibly have thought so if they'd stopped the car that was going too fast along the darkening road. The man and the girl would have had to get out and explain why they were carrying an offensive weapon. Explanation would have had to come from the man, for the girl couldn't have answered them. In the gathering dusk, watching the thin rain trickle down the glass, she thought that the raincoats they wore looked like a disguise, gangster garments, and the knife unsheathed for use. "Why do you carry it?" she asked, speaking for the first time since they'd left King's Markham and its street lamps drowned in drizzle. "You could get into trouble having a knife like that." Her voice was nervous, although the nerves were not for the knife. He pressed the switch that worked the windscreen wipers. "Suppose the old girl turned funny," he said. "Suppose she changed her mind. I might have to put the fear of God into her." And he drew his fingernail along the flat of the blade. "I don't like it much," the girl said, and again she didn't only mean the knife. "Maybe you'd rather have stayed at home, with him liable to come in at any minute. It's a miracle to me you ever got around to using his car." Instead of answering him, she said carefully, "I mustn't see this woman, this Ruby. I'll sit in the car out of the way while you go to the door." "That's right, and she'll nip out the back. I got the whole thing arranged on Saturday." Stourton was seen first as an orange blur, a cluster of lights swimming through mist. They came into the town centre where the shops were closed but the laundrette still open. Wives who worked by day sat in front of the machines, watching their washing spin round inside the portholes, their faces greenish, tired in the harsh white light. On the corner at the crossroads, Cawthorne's...